You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. For the moment, a consensus. The markets appear to be endorsing the federal government's move to shore up Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae over the weekend. The Dow futures are up, which means Wall Street will probably open positively this morning, and also the dollar is holding on to its gains. Just wanted to give you that information. We're following that all hour long here on The Takeaway. Also, we want to know what your athletic metaphors are, the ones that drive you insane or the ones that you think are particularly terrific and you use all the time. You can reach us with your athletic metaphor stories. You know, get to third base by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE or hit a home run by leaving us an email at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Remember George Tenet?
I do remember George Tenet, the CIA, the former CIA director.
A man done in by a sports metaphor. You remember the two words?
Slam dunk.
Slam dunk, yes. And perhaps the lesson there was he should have chosen a baseball metaphor, because basketball metaphors are really, really dangerous. Baseball metaphors are much more prolific, much more ingrained in the English language, particularly in the United States, than other athletic metaphors. And here to talk about it, as the All-Star Game is about to be played tomorrow at Yankee Stadium and the Home Run Derby opens tonight at Yankee Stadium, is Paul Dixon, joining us from the D.C. area in Maryland. Paul Dixon is the author of the new Dixon Baseball Dictionary. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Pleasure to be here.
So, I mean, baseball metaphors are such an intrinsic part of American English, it's almost impossible to imagine English without them. What's your favorite?
It's hard to think of a favorite. I mean, I home run is probably the best, but I mean, you know, you can't get to first base and keeping your box score and going into extra innings, somebody's safe by a mile, nice guys finish last.
You know, Adora mentioned this one a moment ago about out in left field. I don't even think of that as a baseball metaphor. I use it all the time.
Well, you know, and the etymology on it's fascinating, is because somebody's out, it goes way back to the days when Babe Ruth was playing in right field. He was actually a right fielder. So the kid would say, some kid was really stupid, he would go to Yankee Stadium and buy a bleacher ticket for the left field area. So he was out in left field, meaning he didn't know where the action was.
Stupid or late, perhaps, Paul. Yeah. Got there late.
Yes, he's out in left field, right.
Could have been.
But again, it's even Ruthian has become, I just mentioned Babe Ruth, Ruthian has become, you know, a person of Ruthian appetites. It means a person of enormous appetite. So, but the whole thing about batting 1,000, getting to first base.
Hitting it out of the park, that's my favorite.
Hitting it out of the park, yeah, even home run. I mean, you got all these, line drive is one of my favorites, because you get all these different things like frozen rope. And somebody really hits a good one, it's a frozen rope. Or then there are these rural metaphors that are baseball, like, you know, sitting in the catbird seat, which is really out of baseball.
Or, yeah. You know, explain that one. Explain the catbird seat.
That was one that Red Barber, the late Red Barber, won in a poker game. He was playing a poker game, and the guy was sitting on all the money. Said, I'm sitting in the catbird seat, and Barber said, I'll give you a buck for that turn because I love it. So whenever the Dodgers, Brooklyn Dodgers, which he used to announce for, they'd be way ahead in the game or had bases loaded, he'd say, well, tonight the Dodgers are sitting in the catbird seat. And nobody knows exactly what it means, but it means that they've got a wonderful advantage.
Why do you think baseball is unique? I mean, a lot of people use baseball metaphors who probably have never even seen a game. And other sports metaphors, I think, particularly slam dunk. I mean, you have a sense that George Tenet probably had seen a basketball game or two to use the term slam dunk.
I think part of it is our heritage. I think a lot of it is bucolic and rural. I mean, I think, you know, fields and fences and farm systems and bullpens. And a lot of that, and even some of the other metaphors come out of the early days of railroading. Double header was a train with two engines. So a lot of it sort of fit into our 19th century, the way we developed as a country. The other thing is it's clubbier. It's less, I mean, if you know, in football you have a locker room. In baseball, as George Carlin once said, you have a clubhouse. And so, you know, in football you have a touchdown. In baseball you come home. So there's a certain familiarity to it, which marks. It's also a static game. So getting to first base or you know, hitting, going for the circuit, all those things sort of make sense. The other thing is, it's been used politically since the New Deal. Franklin Roosevelt, when he was explaining or trying to coach the country out of the Depression in his fireside chats, which are these radio chats he would give, I believe, on Sunday nights to sort of get everybody back in focus in the country in a terrible time, he would talk metaphorically and he would use baseball. He would say, now my box score with Congress isn't that great. Hmm. Or we've just gotten to first base on a whole package of legislation.
Now, Roosevelt wasn't the person who turned the bases into a dating metaphor, was he?
No, that was some guy. That was some guy you went to high school with. No, that's the one about where there are different sexual levels
right.
of achievement.
But yes, I think we understand.
Roosevelt, I think, probably did that, but I mean, just didn't use it on the radio.
Well, and it's great stuff, and you know, your baseball dictionary is about this and a lot of other things in the game. Before we go, can you explain can of corn, please?
Yeah, can of corn is a metaphor for sort of a lazy fly ball, one that just sort of tumbles down out of the sky, and it's an allusion back to the days when grocers would use hooks. Their shelves would be stacked high to the ceiling, and they would use a hook on a pole to sort of pull down a can of some ton of food, but like a can of corn, and it would tumble down off the shelf, and they'd catch it in their apron. They wouldn't try to catch it in their hands because it's
still around. So many metaphors that we're actually starting to lose some in time. Paul Dixon, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Paul Dixon is the author of the new Dixon Baseball Dictionary, and now it's time for Femi OK with these headlines.
Hello there. Just gone 28 minutes past the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.